Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Revolutionary Sports Show. It is June 25th. I'm your co-host, Corey Sullivan.
And I'm your co-host, Brian Duchesne. Welcome to another episode of the Revolutionary Sports Show. Corey's going to get us started with what's fresh in the news. Corey, what you got that's fresh in the news as of right now?
Well, as of right now, something brand new since the last time we talked to you guys. The Miami Heat and LeBron James won the championship. And LeBron was named Finals MVP for the second time in a row. How do you feel this goes for his legacy?
I guess it can only help his legacy. He's already got the gold medal to back it up. Second championship.
Two gold medals.
I was thinking more of the most recent gold medal, but I guess he does have two rings. And two medals. So, you know, it can only help him. And all these people that are saying he's only won one championship, now they gotta say he's only won two and still compare him to Jordan, even though he wasn't as good as Michael Jordan was back then, in my opinion. I think LeBron James currently is the best player in the NBA, and he showed it with how the Spurs were playing defense on him. Kawhi Leonard stepped back, let him shoot the ball. Big mistake on Popovich's part, telling his team to make LeBron beat you from deep, because he did. And every three that went up, I think I only saw him miss two in the second half, and he just kept draining them on the Spurs, and that is what really killed him at the end. So congrats to the Heat and LeBron.
Congratulations to the Heat and LeBron. What really impressed me about LeBron, especially lately, as a loyal Kobe Bryant fan, I guess you could say I have been a LeBron hater in my past, but I had reason to be. He wasn't clutch. He couldn't close out a series. He definitely was not going to come back from a series down. And, you know, he just didn't have the mental toughness to beat real good solid teams like the Spurs, the Pacers. And, you know, this year really proved it, that he can adapt to their matchup, rise to the occasion. They were down in the finals. I mean, it doesn't get any more clutch than that. Down 3-2, heading back home. No matter what the circumstances are, getting closed out by a veteran team like the Spurs is hard to stop, especially when, you know, momentum's going the other way. But LeBron, he's done a great job trying to work through all the hatred thrown at him year after year, and congratulations to him. He's worked hard, and he deserves everything that he's got this year. You know, I hope my Lakers can come back and knock them off so he doesn't three-peat. But, you know, he's at least in the conversation of top five greats of all time. If his career ended today, he wouldn't be there. But at this age, not the same, not in NBA years, but as in, you know, from birth at 28, he has more gold medals, more trophies than Jordan and Kobe. So, you know, we'll see where it goes from here, but it looks promising.
Looks promising for them, but I think we're both thinking Pistons-Lakers finals next year, so I can't wait to see that go down again. Should be a good series.
It should. Your Pistons have a long way to go, but my Lakers don't have much room to talk. We still have to sign D12 and, you know, get the ball rolling. We got news that Metal World Peace, decided not to opt out of his final year of his contract, so he's on the payroll for the Lakers again. I don't know what we're going to do. Maybe we can amnesty him or Powell, but, you know, we'll see where it goes. Speaking of making additions to your team in the offseason, we got the NBA draft coming up this Thursday. You know, there's been a lot of talk about Nerlens Noel being the number one pick, but, you know, we've been reading some stuff recently about him not going number one. What do you think about this year's draft, and who do you think will go number one to the Cleveland Cavaliers?
It's been Nerlens Noel for the last how many months? Since the tournament was going on, at least. So now that it's 2 days before the draft and it comes out that he might not go number one, it wouldn't surprise me not to see him go number one, because he is coming off of a torn ACL. So it'd be the Greg Oden risk if you were to take it. But Nerlens, I think, is a good defensive player. I haven't seen much from him on offense. And in his signature game that he played against Ole Miss, he had 12 blocks and 2 points. So I think a defensive team is going to want Nerlens Noel, a team that is strictly based on defense. And I think with the way Cleveland is kind of turning it around and going more Kyrie Irving and kind of wanting more of an offensive game, they might kind of shy away from Nerlens Noel and go with more of an offensive player. Who that player is, I don't know. Is it Victor Oladipo? Who knows? Is it Nerlens Noel? I don't think so if you're looking for an offensive person. But I don't know. Who do you think is going number one? Do you have any idea of who's going number one of the Cavs?
Well, I was looking at ESPN last night, and there was a couple analysts that believe that, me included, that Victor Oladipo is the best player in the draft. And I think that he's the most NBA ready. He'll potentially win Rookie of the Year. I think he's the most ready to come out and take over a team now. But I think that there really hasn't been any surprises the last 10 years as to who the number one pick in the draft will be, and I think Noel will be it. I think that the Cavaliers won't jump on Alex Len, who's the other big man supposed to come out this year. I think they have enough young talent where they can take a chance with Noel. Just the idea of having Tristan Thompson, Deion Waiters, Kyrie Irving, whoever you want to play at the three, maybe some lucky fan can get drafted each game, and Nerlens Noel at the five, that's pretty much an all-star team right there of young talent worth of, you know, top five draft picks in the last, you know, 4 years. So LeBron leaving Cleveland has been a blessing in disguise. He's winning championships now. Cleveland is rebuilding, but man, Cleveland is rebuilding in a big way. They have two, maybe three first-rounders, I believe, this year, and their team's looking good. Kyrie's really coming into his own, and I think if they pick Nerlens Noel, they could be playoff-bound next year and definitely a title contender in 2, 3, 4 more years. Definitely.
So what happens if the Pistons come away with Trey Burke? Is that going to help them greatly? Is it going to put them in playoff contention? Or are they going to need a whole lot more than Trey Burke to save them this year?
I think the Pistons organization, they're winners within the last 15 years. So I think that their fall from the top, it's not a fluke. I mean, their team was definitely, they didn't have much talent around Greg Monroe. But Greg Monroe is so good, so talented that, I mean, you put one or two good players on that team and immediately they're one of the top in the league. It's so hard to find a good center now. And Greg Monroe, while I don't like the Pistons, I love Greg Monroe. He was one of my favorite college players. And, I mean, he's going to be a force to reckon with for years. So I really like him. And I think that if they get Trey Burke, that could be the offensive tandem that could last a while. Going high-low with those two. Burke is a great scorer. Nobody can stop him, really. Greg Monroe, he's going to be a beast. I can't wait till he's, you know, really good. But I think your Pistons aren't looking too shabby. They're definitely not title contenders just yet. I think they'll have a big offseason acquisition. Maybe not too huge, but definitely an upgrade from what they have right now. And I think they'll be all right.
So Tracy McGrady's coming back?
Tracy McGrady is done.
Done.
I'm sad he didn't get his championship this year, but, you know, time to move on, I believe. T-Mac.
All right, and Roc Nation Sports with Jay-Z. I believe they just signed somebody else. Did they not?
They did. They signed KD, the Durantula.
The Durantula. Man, that's a pretty big signing for Jay-Z. Durantula, probably the third biggest name in the NBA behind LeBron and Kobe. So to sign Durant, I think what's even more crazy is Durant is our age. So to think that a 24-year-old being signed by Jay-Z, being one of the top players in the NBA, Durant's still got a long way to go to become a Hall of Famer or win a title, in my opinion. But I think the things that he's done so far at his age, he could easily be turned into a LeBron James when he's 28.
I think that Kevin Durant is amazing. I think this signing for Jay-Z legitimizes his business. And, you know, all he signed is big names from, you know, WNBA as Skylar Diggins, and the NFL he has Geno Smith. He sold his minority share with the Brooklyn Nets after moving them from New Jersey to New York, Brooklyn to be exact. And he's really taken over sports, slowly but surely. He's going to be a force to reckon with. He's having a big year right now, and I don't know what the next step is going to be for him. I don't know if he'll be a great success story. I don't know what kind of marketing schemes or whatever he has going on in sports, but I take my hat off to him. He's doing a great job right now.
Well, if he wants to mix sports with modeling, he could always go ahead and sign Elena Deladon. I think she'd do real well for him. But
yeah, she's pretty cute. She's not bad.
Just a little bit.
She's easy on the eyes.
For sure. So, Jay-Z, I know you listen to the Revolutionary Sports Show, so I'd say go out and sign Elena Deladon. She'll do some big things for you while she's getting buckets. Jose Valverde was designated for assignment by the Tigers, finally. It's about time.
We know Brian's excited about that.
Yes. And the man that gets called up, Al Albuquerque, in his spot. My day got 100 times better when I heard that news.
The GOAT.
It's about time. After Al Albuquerque in his last minor league game goes 1 1/3 and strikes out 5. That is crazy.
That wild pitch, man. Nobody, the catchers out there can't even catch that slider.
And then Carlos Marmol, also designated for assignment with the Cubs. After he started with the team as a catcher, they switched him to a pitcher. Been in the league a little bit too long.
I'm glad they're finally DFAing all these guys who it's been time to get rid of them for a while. And I'm just waiting for Tim Lincecum's time to come. Man, he is terrible.
He's terrible, but he's not old. So that's the big problem. How do you go from being as dominant as he was to being this bad in just a few years?
Drugs are bad, kids. No, in all seriousness, I have no idea. There hasn't been a real anything going on with him. He hasn't had any major injuries. I don't believe that anything has happened in his personal life to take his mind off baseball. In the last 3 years, minus postseason, he's been nothing but a liability on the mound. He's like Barry Zito. You win a Cy Young, then you just give up. I don't know what it is. I don't know why he can't hit his spots. I don't know where all his speed went to. I don't know. I have no idea what's going on with him. That's $1 million. I mean, I guess $19 million question, you know?
Why is it that always the people that get signed to long-term contracts in baseball, after they pocket the money, they all of a sudden can't play? That's the biggest question I have with baseball.
I just don't understand why you would sign that big of a deal. I don't know why you wouldn't do, you know, 3 years at a time, 4 years. Because then you get locked into, you know, let's say, for instance, an Alex Rodriguez-type contract where the guy's sitting on the DL for, you know, 100 games every season.
Yeah.
You know, you're paying this guy $20 million to play 50 games.
And to take steroids and sit on the bench.
So, I don't know exactly what the Yankees are doing. I don't know why teams offer the contracts that they do.
Exactly. That's the huge question. We don't know. No one really knows, but the guys are just laughing. They'd sit on the bench and make $160 million. Gotta love it, right?
Gotta love it. Speaking of gotta love it, that's a slogan for the Mariners, correct?
Sure. I know, you gotta love these guys.
Oh,
Soto,
love these
Mojo.
Guys. Something like that. You know what I'm
all this
talking
other.
About. I'm an Angels fan. What can I say?
Yeah, I don't
Speaking
really.
Speaking of the Mariners has the most production this year. Do you know who that is?
Average or home runs? Or
home
both?
Runs.
Home runs, Raul Ibanez.
Isn't that crazy? 41 years old.
Over 40 years old, cranking him out of the park. What is
17 home runs
that?
This season.
Crazy.
On pace for 36, a career high for him.
Stop it, Raul.
This is his third time back in Seattle. I don't know why he keeps coming back to Seattle.
For real. Should have been a slap in the face last time they cut him, right? Or shipped him off to Kansas City.
But I guess that's what they do. They invited Michael Morse back.
True. I don't know who else they've invited back.
Griffey.
Griffey, that's true. That was a recent one, last couple years.
Maybe Sean Figgins, we'll see.
Oh, man. Richie Sexton coming back?
Norm Charlton, the sheriff's coming back?
Yeah, I feel it. Kazuhiro Sasaki is going to come back pretty quick. They could probably use him at this point with Wilhelmsen the way he's been pitching. the bartender.
But in all seriousness, Smoke is back. He's
terrible.
Hitting the ball in fair territory, at least recently. We got Bonderman. He's pitching well. Felix got lit up the last time out on the mound against the Angels, I believe, but we won't tell anybody about that.
Yeah, well, we've seen Felix and Verlander both get shelled the last couple starts. I don't know what's going on. The best pitchers in the majors are just getting shelled, so maybe it's just a rough spot.
Maybe. Iwakuma is getting, he got, not lit up, but two straight games, no quality start. Bonderman has been the only solid pitcher we've had the last 2 weeks. And, I mean, we as in Seattle.
So you're going to call him we when you're an Angels fan?
Seattle we have Bonderman as, you know, he's the anchor to our pitching staff right now. Sad but true.
Yeah.
You know, Carter Capps isn't playing well. Wilhelmsen is god-awful.
Wilhelmsen, the bartender, probably taking shots before he comes in to pitch.
And, you know, it's just Mariners baseball at its finest is what I call this. You know, they ended the last 10 games 5-5, pretty Mariners-like. And, you know, I don't really see a ceiling or a bottom for them. It's just,
they're always mediocre.
That's it.
Except for when they lose over 100, then that's terrible. But you know it's not terrible? Stanley Cup. Stanley Cup is not terrible, but the Blackhawks won it again this year in a thrilling 3-2 game after they scored 2 goals in 16 seconds.
I believe I called that. But now doesn't that feel better that your team lost to the champions, the world champions?
Not really. If your team doesn't win, your team doesn't win. It doesn't make me feel any better that somebody else won it. So, I don't know. You can say all you want, but when you blow a 3-1 series lead and end up losing to the Stanley Cup champs, it doesn't really make me feel better. But congrats to the Blackhawks. Can't say I'm real surprised that they won it after the season they had. Kind of wanted to see the Bruins win it. Surprised Tuukka Rask couldn't win it for them.
But the way they won it was amazing in that last game.
It's kind of what they do. You saw in the regular season, they'd be down, say, 2-1 or 3-1, and they'd all of a sudden be up 4-3 or 3-2. Magically, just take leads by scoring quick goals. And they did it against the Red Wings, too. In that one game we were watching, they were down the whole game. Then in the third period, they came, got two quick goals. Then they got another one on the penalty shot. And that was a tough way to lose for the Red Wings and pretty much Blackhawks hockey. So congrats to the Blackhawks. Sorry, Bruins, not your year this year. Maybe next year when you play Detroit in the finals. We'll see. Or the LA Kings. Who knows? We'll find out. So I think that just about wraps it up here for the Revolutionary Sports Show. We'll catch you next time. I'm Brian Duchesne.
And I'm Corey Sullivan.
See ya.
Bye. We're up nights again. We're up nights again. We're up nights again. We're up nights again.